مبلغ فيوس my prayer مبلغ فيوس my prayer may you keep ascending success share مبلغ فيوس my prayer may you keep ascending success share.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One who recites Durood Sharif upon me 3 times in the morning due to love and devotion, or 3 times in the evening, the sins committed through duration throughout the day and night, inshallah, Allah azza wa jal willing, shall be forgiven." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, in the laws of Sharia there are 2 types of rights. First one, Hukuk Allah, rights of Allah Almighty. Second one, Hukuk al-Ibad, rights of people. Amongst the rights of people, the most important right is the right of the parents. Its importance has been emphasized in the Holy Quran and Hadith Mubarakas. Sin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that in this day and age, when a man is drowned in the ocean of sins, one really bad sin we're committing is ignoring the rights of the parents. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Da'wat Islami, which teaches us on all aspects of Islam, it also teaches us about the rights of our parents. Inshallah, today we will learn about the rights of our parents. I will begin with a narration from Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, in which it is stated that all the companions of Imam Ridwan were sitting in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man came and said, "There's a young man, he's taken his last breaths. He's being requested to recite the kalima, but he's unable to do so." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Did the man ever use to pray his salah?" Then somebody replied, "Yes." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accompanied with Sahaba alayhim radwan, made their way to see that man. When our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam also asked that young man to recite the kalima. The young man replied, I am trying my best, but I'm unable to do so." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired as for the reason for this. And somebody replied, "Oh Allah, beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this young man has been disobedient towards his mother." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired if the mother is still alive. His mother was called upon. When she arrived, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Is this young man your son?" She replied, "Yes, indeed, this man is my son." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "What if a huge fire was lit up and your son was to be chucked in it? Would you not intercede for him at that occasion? Would you let him burn?" The mother replied, "I will definitely intercede for him and not let him burn in that fire." Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O mother," my dear Islamic brothers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O mother, said the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "make me and Allah Almighty a witness and say that I'm happy with my son and I have forgiven him." The mother did exactly as she was told and said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I make you and your beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam witness that I am happy with my son and I have forgiven him." Now the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that young man to recite the kalima. "There's not worthy of worship but Allah. He is alone, he has no partners. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger." The young man recited this kalima and he died. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, this narration, what you've just heard, is full of many lessons. A young man was so disobedient to his mother that he was unable to recite the kalima at the time of his death, until his mother announced her happiness with him. This narration is shaking our conscience and saying to us, oh, you who disobey your parents, be warned. Be warned, this disobedience of your parents will cause Allah Almighty and His beloved Habib to become upset and become angry with you. What will you do if you die without an iman due to this disobedience? May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the ability to always obey our parents. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, as I mentioned in the beginning, that Allah Almighty through various verses of the Holy Quran has ordered us to obey our parents, to make them happy. He has ordered us to respect them and never cause any grief, even hurt their feelings. I would just mention what is being mentioned in the Surah Luqman verse 14. Translation taken from Qanzul Iman Sharif. We have stressed on a man concerning the rights of his parents, that give thanks to me and your parents. So my dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, give thanks to me and your parents. Allah Azza wa Jalla is stating his rights alongside the rights of the parents. In the commentary of the verse, stated in the Khazan al-Irfan, one who prayed 5 times daily salah has thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who has prayed 5 times after the 5 prayers has prayed for his parents, has thanked his parents. It has been mentioned in Tafsir Naimi, the commentary of the Holy Quran, written by Mufti Ahmad Yarha Naimi. The different reasons for obeying your parents, and some of them are: the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla we enjoy today, they only came to existence at a time and after our birth. Our parents are the means of our birth. Therefore, the first initial link that's between us and the bounty of Allah Almighty is our parents. Consequently, after Allah Almighty, we are in debt to our parents. And if it was not for them, we would have not existed. So it is the characteristics of Allah Almighty that it brings up everybody, provides sustenance to all, with no return in the mind. There's no greed involved this, no greed or the provision of the sustenance. Similarly, parents with the blessing of Allah Almighty bring up their children without any greed in their mind or any return. Now, a question might come to somebody's mind here. That is not true. That is not true. Parents do have a return in their mind, that their child will grow up and look after them in the old age. Perhaps that is the reason why they look after their children. No, my dear Islamic brothers, no. That is an evil thought. First of all, how many children? You all know you live in your community. You've seen the people. How many do we know that actually look after their kids, look after their parents? Just like they did when their parents nurtured them in the childhood. Secondly, expect this kind of behavior from a normal child. Or how about a child born with disability? Children who were told they will never be able to walk again. What about children who are blind? They will never be able to see. How about children with such disabled condition they can't even move around themselves? How about children with severe learning disabilities that got no hope for a normal future? Tell me, my dear Islamic brothers, do parents not look after these kids, these disabled kids? How about that? The prospect for a return or any greed in their mind here. In fact, parents with disabled kids, they look after their kids with much more care and affection than a normal child. So our parents have brought us up with so much love, tender care and affection, with no return in their mind, or no greed. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal as I mentioned earlier, has stated his rights alongside the rights of the parents. And thirdly, just the way Allah Azza wa Jal is kind to his disobedient people, yet still provides sustenance. Similarly, parents are also kind to their disabled children and disobedient children. Number four, worshipping Allah Almighty is compulsory at all times. Similarly, it is compulsory for you to serve and look after your parents at all times, throughout their sickness and health, rich or poor, or even at old age. These are some of the reasons why Allah Azza wa Jal states his rights along the rights of the parents. From these narrations, we understand the importance of the right of the parents. Just the way nobody can claim that I have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that it is required of me. In the same way, similarly, nobody can claim that I have looked after my parents, that it is required of me according to the Sharia. No, my dear Islamic brothers. Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman, states in Fatawah Razawiyah Sharif, that to deal with your parents with kindness and the best of manners is amongst the greatest wajibats, obligatory action, and one of the best forms of worship. Pay careful attention to this. The words that is used here is the greatest wajibats. It is not as we have a choice. No, my dear Islamic brothers. If we're not dealing with our parents with kindness, we're missing a wajibat, which is an obligatory action. Therefore, we are committing a sin. It's a sinful act. It is stated in the hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that to be kind to your parents is better than fighting the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi has explained it very beautifully by saying that to be kind to your parents is great, one of the greatest of worships. But remember, kindness is not just to refrain from their direct orders, disobeying them, but rather even when there is no direct order. A person should not do any action or such things to displease his and her father's parents. You must try to be cautious and not upset them by doing certain things that would upset them. We gotta consider their feelings. To obey your parents and please them, both of these are wajibat, obligatory actions. And the reverse of it, the opposite of it, to disobey their command and hurt their feelings, both of these are haram actions. This is very beautiful explanation that has resolved so many misconceptions that one might have in his mind regarding the disobedience of their parents. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon the teaching of Ala Hazrat. Another hadith narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, pleasure of Allah Almighty is in the pleasure of a father, and displeasing your father is to displease Allah Almighty. My dear Islamic brothers, this is a saying of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that if a father is happy with his children, then Allah Almighty is happy. But if unfortunately, if a father is upset with his children because of their disobedience, then this is the cause of Allah Almighty to be displeased with them. My dear Islamic brothers, close attention to what I'm about to say. We are going through a very turbulent period of time. Disobedience towards parents, it's at its peak. The idea of respecting the parents is like an alien concept. I repeat, it's like an alien concept. Why? There are many reasons for this shift of behavior. And one of the major roles that plays in it is the electronic media. The concept that has been portrayed amongst the people is that the children need to be independent of their parents. The children in this day and age are telling their parents, Daddy, Dad, I'm independent. What's wrong with that? I'm going to lead my own life, not be imprisoned by the way you think and live. Follow your commands, living under your roof. I got my own life. I got wife and children. I got my own social status to worry about. Astaghfirullah. What is all this? What sort of a thinking is that a way of a Muslim? Imprisoning, thinking that their father is imprisoning them in their own ideology. It was not as if your parents, if it was not for your parents, you would have not existed. You wouldn't have this beautiful body. You wouldn't have this life. My brothers in Islam, and viewers of Madani Channel, no life whatsoever without our parents. It is because due to our parents that we came into existence. Allah Almighty chose them as our means of existence, our creations. Who are we to lower their status today? This is the type of attitude that is common in our houses and throughout the country. Today, parents are afraid to speak to their kids. What a shame. In fact, it should be the children, should be the other way around, be afraid of upsetting their parents. It is completely the opposite, according to the Sharia. But my dear Islamic brothers, putting this in a polite manner, it is all gone pear-shaped. In another hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, states here three times, pay attention to this, cursed is the one who causes grief to parents. Cursed is the one who causes grief to parents. Cursed is the one who causes grief to their parents. Those Islamic brothers, growing up now, become a big man, man of the world, got plenty of wealth, but reluctant to spend it on their parents, or even give it to them. Who ask their parents such questions? What have you done for me that I should spend and share my wealth with you? My brother needs to learn a lesson for this. This hadith, you and your wealth belong to your father. When we're young, our parents didn't say to us, I'm not going to look after you. You don't have any money. What gives you the right to say to our parents that I earn money? You are poor. You go take care of yourself. I have worked hard for this. It is my time, my right to enjoy this luxurious lifestyle. Dawud Islam, he teaches on all aspects of Islam and through various Islamic ways, such as Dars, Bayan, Madani Channel, Madani Inamahats, and most important of all, Madani Kafilas. My dear Islamic brothers, it is my humble request to attach yourself with Dawud Islami, attend the weekly Ijtima, travel in the Madani Kafilas every month. And if you want to strive yourself to be better, please fill in your Madani Inamahat cards daily and hand it into your local area Zimadar. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to act upon what has been said and heard so we can be more obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and to our parents. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May you keep ascending success, say, O Muballigh, for you it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stay.